From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a mass evacuation is underway in Aleppo. Ambulances and green government buses moved into the last rebel-held areas of Aleppo, Syria, Thursday as part of an operation to evacuate civilians and rebel fighters. VOA's Jeff Custer has more from Washington.
The International Committee of the Red Cross and the Syrian Arab Red Crescent Society said they were involved in evacuating about 200 wounded from Aleppo, some of them with critical injuries. UN Humanitarian Envoy Jan Egelin told reporters in Geneva Thursday this would be the start of a, quote, last and successful attempt at evacuations from eastern Aleppo.
Russians will be monitoring that there is no, that this is a swift, unbureaucratic, non-intrusive evacuation, and that nothing, no harm, will meet these who are evacuated.
Syrian television Thursday broadcast pictures of Aleppo residents streaming towards the relief buses and ambulances as they made their way into the city. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A bomb hidden inside of a tea shop in Somalia's capital exploded Thursday, killing four soldiers and two civilians, that according to the Somali military. The attack followed a suicide car bomb that detonated in Mogadishu earlier in the day, killing the driver. One military official said the soldiers were gathered at the tea shop near a checkpoint when a blast thought to be remotely controlled occurred. Two other people were injured there. In the earlier blast, police say a suicide car bomber detonated an explosive-laden vehicle near a restaurant during a high-speed chase. This is VOA News. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said today he had discussed with Russian President Vladimir Putin ways for both countries to work together on bilateral issues. Abe told journalists he had also discussed with Putin the importance of Russia playing a constructive role on various international matters. His comments came after a meeting with the Russian president held in a hot spring resort in western Japan. Abe said he and Putin also spent much of their three-hour talks discussing a long-standing territorial dispute and a peace treaty between the two countries. He said the two leaders also discussed possible joint economic projects on the four disputed islands held by Russia since the closing days of World War II. Abe did not say if there was any progress on the territorial issue. Traces of explosives have been detected on remains of victims of an Egyptair airplane that crashed last May, killing all 66 people on board. Officials say an official investigative committee which made the discovery has referred the case to Egypt's state prosecution. Under Egyptian law, the prosecution takes over if it becomes clear to the investigative committee that there is criminal suspicion behind the accident. Egyptair 804 was en route from Paris to Cairo when it disappeared from radar over the Mediterranean. Investigators determined that a fire broke out in or near the cockpit of the Airbus A320 before it crashed between Crete and the coast of northern Egypt. Among the 66 on board were 40 Egyptians, including the 10-member crew and 15 French nationals. Egypt's aviation minister said a terrorist attack was the most likely cause of the crash. Turkey has all but silenced independent media in an accelerating crackdown on journalists who were being detained on bogus charges, including terrorism. So claims a new report from Human Rights Watch that says the government's assault on critical journalism sharpened noticeably in 2014, but gained new momentum in the wake of a failed July 15th coup, which Ankara has blamed on a movement linked to a U.S.-based Islamic cleric. The Czech finance ministry says Cuba has offered an unusual way of repaying its Cold War-era debt, its trademark rum. A finance ministry spokesman said Thursday Cuban authorities are proposed to pay back $276 million to the Czech Republic from the time both countries were part of the communist bloc. If that becomes real, the Czech would have enough rum for well over a century, according to Czech statistics. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.